Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Heads up, if you're traveling through Baltimore this afternoon, the funeral procession for Police Detective Sean Suter, who was killed while investigating a murder 2 weeks ago, will be shutting down portions of Interstates 95, 695, and 83.
The procession is going to be there at the Mount Pleasant Church of Ministries on Radke Avenue in Baltimore. That's going to happen sometime 12:30, 1:30 time frame. There's going to be thousands of law enforcement officers to pay respect.
Maryland State Highway spokesman Charlie Gishler says you can expect major delays. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, the Wizards beat Minnesota. Georgetown remains undefeated, 5-0 record with a win over Maine. WMAL News Time is 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's be real.
Traffic and weather.
Lots of coverage here.
The day's top stories.
And now get this.
And you.
I love talking to you in the afternoon.
Thank you for that.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
I'm going to be here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What remains of the crash on the American Legion Bridge, all to the right shoulder. So still see a lot of activity with the tractor trailer and a couple cars, but lanes are no longer blocked. However, major delays out of Springfield on the inner loop of the bridge to the bridge. And in the delays, you're going to just find everybody trying to get up onto the Beltway, just jammed. 66, the toll road, George Washington Parkway, and then other roads where you're thinking, how am I affected? Yep, 123, Old Dominion Drive, Lewinsville Road, and the list goes on. It is a tough rush hour for all through those areas. Also, Maryland, you're affected as well. First, it was the rubbernecking, and then we had some cleanup that temporarily blocked some of the Legion Bridge. Now, out of Germantown on 270 for your backups and out of College Park on the Beltway. So, again, the same story in Maryland as those feeder roads try to join onto those stretches of the Beltway. Now, we'll take you under 50 inside the Beltway, Maryland, and through Riverdale and the BW Parkway. Now, it's about the volume to DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. Had two separate incidents. They've now been cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 35 in Herndon, 34 in Kensington, 43 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Matt Lauer is fired as host of the Today Show. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be speaking with Brendan Carr about net neutrality. That debate getting very hot this week. We'll try and give you some clarity on it. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Juanita Broderick. You know the name. You know the woman. Juanita, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thanks for asking.
Now, I have to tell you before we go anywhere, I have mad respect for you. I respect you for sticking to your guns. I respect you for being vocal about what happened. So it is a true honor to be able to talk to you. Tell everyone why you're in Washington, D.C. You're going to be at the National Press Club at 10 a.m. Tell us why.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in support of Media Equality Project, Melanie Morgan, you know, in their efforts to support victims of sexual abuse.
All right. And a question regarding you being almost like the face of sexual abuse, because you did become public and because you have not backed down from this over the years. What is it like to be known for that?
It's difficult. You know, I live in a small town in Van Buren, Arkansas, and I go about my daily life, you know, in a normal way for a senior citizen, you might say. I have my family, my church, my friends, and then this comes into your life, and it plays a large part, but I don't let it judge, you know, who I am.
So with all of these just names, every single day there's one or two more names. This morning, the big breaking news, Matt Lauer being terminated.
I just heard that.
Do you feel somewhat vindicated by all of this? It's sad that this is all coming out, but for you, it took, 20 years. Do you feel vindicated?
Well, yes, in a way I do, but I'm also skeptical, Mary. I feel like that my particular situation evolves around the downfall of the Clintons. You know, I don't think many people that are coming out now would have spoken for me 20 years ago and didn't.
I'm interested, Juanita, in that specifically. So, you know, you have your rape allegation against the former president, Bill Clinton. And, I recall during the campaign that you and several other of his alleged victims came out and sat for the debate, one of the presidential debates. And at the time, were treated as a sideshow, as something that was meant to be a distraction. The press didn't take it all that seriously. Do you think the press is taking you more seriously now?
Oh, definitely. And people just remarked, how could you go? You know, the Billy Bush Access Hollywood tape had just come out. And people were just down on Mr. Trump. And here's the way that I think about that. Mr. Trump's organization called the three of us, the four of us, to come and be his guest at this second debate. And, you know, we thought about it. We thought, my gosh, are we being used? I don't think so. But it didn't matter to me. We were asked to come forward again in a very public forum. We were asked to come forward and speak about things that we had been long denied to talk about. So this was encouraging to me.
Juanita, the eldest, the longest serving congressman, rather, in the House of Representatives, John Conyers, has been accused of sexual misconduct. And this past weekend, Nancy Pelosi suggested that he's entitled to due process first before she rendered judgment about that. Do you find that Democrats who are accused of sexual misconduct are treated differently than Republicans?
Yes, I do. You know, I truly do. I just don't think that this should be a Democrat or a Republican issue. This should be a victim's issue. It doesn't matter if Nancy Pelosi has information that these allegations are true. She should hold her comment till all of the investigative process is through. It's just not right to come forward until all these investigations have been laid out.
Now, in the case of a lot of these alleged victims, the claims that they're making are often to kind of spur on public awareness, but also some sort of consequence for the accused, which is to lose their jobs, to lose their livelihood. In the case of your assailant, in this case, Bill Clinton, he's got a post-presidency. He's still paid, for instance, a presidential pension from the U.S. taxpayers. Are there things that you'd like to see still done in his life that would affect him?
Oh, yes. I think everything that he's given as being a past president, with the exception of his Secret Service things, I think as a past president, he does deserve that. But I think all financial things that are given to him should be removed.
Yeah, as a way to punish. Now, also, I believe, who else is going to be with you at the press conference? Kathleen, Willie, and Paula Jones?
No, Paula couldn't make it. Paula. She started a new business, and she couldn't make it today. But someone that you've not heard from that I think you're going to be very interested in, I think she was interviewed by Breitbart, is Leslie Millwee. You know, people are not really familiar with Leslie and what went on when she had just turned 20 years old as a young news reporter back in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and how she was assaulted by Bill Clinton. And I'm told that there will be others that are coming forward. I hope so.
Now, it seems you have a relationship with a bunch of these women, given your apparent shared experiences. And I wonder what it's been like as you talk to them, as you experience this cultural moment, everything from Harvey Weinstein to John Conyers to Al Franken, as you watch all of these men be accused and often dethroned in public. What has the conversation been like between you and these women?
Well, we just think it's long overdue. You know, as many Hollywood starlets and people would say, they knew about this. And that's so wrong that they didn't say something to somebody. It's just, you know, we're past those days of boys will be boys. Just deal with it. We're in a new era, and it's exciting. I've only known Paula Jones since we went to the debate last year. I've known Kathleen Willey since before I went on Dateline in 99.
Now, tell
and
me,
I just met Leslie Millwee last year over the phone. We have talked several times, but I just met her in person last night. She's a lovely lady.
Tell me more about Leslie Millwee, because I have not heard her name up until this moment. When did she become public? I don't remember hearing anything about it.
You know, she went back into her own private life. She married shortly after she moved from Fort Smith, I believe, to the Houston area. And her husband decided, you know, don't come forward. Look what's happening to all the other women. You don't want to suffer that. You don't want to bring that on the table.
The allegation being that she was stalked and assaulted three times by Bill Clinton while she was a TV reporter in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Right. It was horrible for her. And she will relate to those things this morning. But Leslie just has a story to tell. And I'm hoping that when she comes out today, that this will bring on more allegations of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is a horrible person, and so is Hillary. You know, if people out there have allegations against him that they've never brought to the light of day, now is the time.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for taking the time. I wish you best of luck at your presser today. I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job with it. You're a wonderful spokesperson for the cause. Juanita Broderick, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, thank y'all for calling.
It's 8:15 on WMAL.
Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten and a busy morning here in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. We are having a rush hour here out of Aspen Hill. I'm going to take you Maryland on Connecticut Avenue. Here's what's going on. If you're making that decision point right near the Home Depot, I would stick with George Avenue. Connecticut Avenue, a solid lineup. The crash southbound before you get to Weller Road. And I have everybody stopped here a few moments ago, so nobody gets by the crash. Again, southbound Connecticut Avenue puts it before Randolph Road, before Weller Road. Northbound, only one lane getting by the scene of the crash on Connecticut Avenue. Again, George Avenue doing okay for now. On the Beltway, where to start? Well, on the American Legion Bridge, early this morning, that's where we had the tractor trailer, multiple cars involved in a serious crash that had stopped all traffic. Lanes have been reopened now, but major mess. Every road in Virginia affected by this, it looks like 66, the toll road, all through Tyson's, all through McLean, the Georgetown Pike, the George Washington Parkway, so you get the idea. Also had a crash on 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard at Great Falls Street, so that didn't help things. That's been cleared now. Let's take you through town. DC 295 off of the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. If you're heading in toward Virginia, the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's been cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, a high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low around 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 55. Right now in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
There's a big debate raging on Capitol Hill right now about net neutrality across the country, actually. This after an FCC proposal to scrap the Obama administration's net neutrality rules. Joining us now to discuss it, Brendan Carr. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Glad to have you, sir. So what's your take on all of this, on net neutrality?
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of misinformation that's been floating around out there. And December 14th, the FCC is going to vote on a decision that will return us to the exact same regulatory framework that governed the Internet in 2015 and for the 20 years that preceded it. And people are very, very passionate about this issue, and rightly so. You know, the Internet has changed our lives. And, you know, we definitely have heard those concerns and heard people's positions. And the claim that what we're doing is going to end the Internet is obviously pretty overblown.
Now, Brendan, as an FCC commissioner, you must be hearing from a lot of people who are concerned that what will happen if you know, the government jumps out of the regulation business here is that it's just going to explode the cost of people being able to pay for the Internet, because everything will be, you know, there'll be user fees on all sorts of things, from the major 4K video we're consuming to our Netflix accounts to our Hulu accounts. Do you think those risks are fictional?
I do. Here's why. The concerns that people are expressing about the costs of their internet, or this idea that they're going to be moved into a bundled or curated internet offering where you have to pay more to get this website or more to get that website, we're not seeing that today. And the reason is not because of what we call Title II regulations, the regulations that we're going to remove. There are other reasons why that's the case. Those other reasons are going to continue to be in place after the FCC's vote. Again, we're just going back to the same regulatory environment in 2015. We are not eliminating all restrictions and prohibitions on ISP conduct. I think that's an important distinction.
Yeah, and here's the thing, from what I understand, people prefer that the government regulate this, so, you know, because government regulation is always so effective. Right? Look, stand in line at an airport. So they would prefer, of course, the left wants the government to regulate this as opposed to big evil business. But they're missing the concept, at least in my brain, unless I'm not understanding this, that, you know what? If you pay for something better, you get something better. That's the way the system works in pretty much every aspect of our lives. Why should this be any different?
Yeah, I think that's right. And right now, you know, again, I've heard this concern about, you know, prices going up. The FCC's Title II regulations are not restricting the prices that broadband providers are charging. So removing Title II regulations does nothing to impact the price that consumers pay for their services. And moreover, to the point that you were talking about, we've heard concerns about, you can't do this step, it's going to violate our First Amendment rights. I think we got to go back sort of civics 101, which is the First Amendment is a protection that consumers have against the government. And so viewing removing government regulations as somehow impeding First Amendment rights has the First Amendment exactly backwards.
Well, you know, but others look at this and they say, look, the Internet, the infrastructure of the actual Internet within the United States has been heavily subsidized by the federal government. A lot of taxpayer dollars have actually gone into the structure here, into the pipes that we use to transmit this data. Doesn't that entitle the government and, in fact, mandate in some sense a role in regulating all those things?
No, I don't think so. So we do have some amount of subsidizing that has gone on, particularly in the most rural and hard-to-reach areas. We have an $8 to $10 billion a year fund that helps support broadband build-out in those areas. But the private sector has invested $1.5 trillion into these networks. And we need a massive amount of investment going forward to continue to maintain these networks, to get new services. And so we have to make sure that the private sector has the incentives to invest in these networks. It's not the government that's going to put the dollars up to get where we need to go.
I want to ask you also about the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai, because he has had protests raging outside of his White House, to include posters posted outside of his house, rather, with his children's names listed on them, and saying things like, you should be ashamed, what do you tell your children? What have you made of all of those protests?
It's quite shocking. I think if you go through, you know, his Twitter account or otherwise, I mean, you'll see just the most unbelievable, both racist attacks against him as a person, but then, as you note, people calling out his children by name, going to his neighborhood, showing up at his house. It's really unbelievable. Look, this is an issue, the internet, regulation of the internet, that, you know, sparks high passion. I get that. And there's plenty of room for reasoned debate here. But I think a lot of what we've seen has crossed the line. And it's part of, I think, a broader dehumanizing effort that's going on here. You know, when you refuse to engage on the merits with these decision makers, I think it sort of devolves into these attacks that we're seeing.
All right, I have a question that I think a lot of people ask. Why can't we have competition? Why can't I have a choice in my internet provider? And wouldn't that help naturally drive costs down and just get people, make it more competitive?
Absolutely, and that's why Title II is the wrong framework. Title II is a framework that was designed in the 1930s for the AT&T monopoly. It's a framework that pushes us towards a monopoly. Here's why. We always hear about the largest providers, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast. Title II, our research shows, has hurt their investment, but the ones that have been hurt the worst are the smaller providers that you've never heard of, the ones that are trying to get into the market, the ones that are trying to compete. AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, they have armies of regulatory lawyers to deal with this whole Title II regime. The smaller providers don't. So if we want more competition, we got to decrease these regulations. We got to decrease the cost of Title II. And then we're going to see additional competition in the market.
All right, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, thanks very much for giving us an update. We look forward to having you back to discuss again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. 823 now on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
All right, Black Friday may have come and gone, but did you know you can still save big at Mattress Warehouse? They have extended their Black Friday sale through this week. Now, here's the deal. They have so many deals for you. You can get a mattress, Tempur-Pedic, more affordable, payments as low as $22 a month. Now, think about that. I got my mattress from Mattress Warehouse, and I cannot tell you how amazing it is to have the right mattress to get a good night's sleep. $22 a month, do you realize that's less than a dollar a night? To get a good night's sleep. Who wouldn't pay a dollar a night just to get a good night's sleep? So check them out. You have to just check out, visit sleephappens.com, and that's where you're going to find a Mattress Warehouse near you, and check out all the amazing bargains. Get a good night's sleep.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform. Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Go now to Jamie Witten in the Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's been an incredibly difficult morning rush hour. It's just started off in the 6 o'clock hour with a crash on the American Legion Bridge. It's now been cleared, but the damage has been done for quite some time. The Beltway jammed solid leaving Springfield. That's the inner loop delays through Tyson's. And the outer loop coming out of College Park. So everybody affected trying to head toward that stretch. But again, nothing blocked on the Legion Bridge. And a lot of these roads in Virginia feeling the overflow effect and trying to get onto the Beltway. Just a mess. So please, we really need to allow extra time this morning to get through all of this. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, heading from the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, that crash gone. So lanes there open. Aspen Hill, this is a serious crash. Have a serious injury involved in this one on Connecticut Avenue. If you're coming southbound before you get to Randolph Road, before Weller Road, that's the scene of the crash. They had stopped all southbound traffic. Northbound, just one lane getting by. So if you're coming out of Aspen Hill for now, Georgia Avenue, that's working well. You'll start to see some of that volume just after Weller Road on Georgia Avenue. And on Colesville Road, oh boy, out of White Oak, jam solid. Yes, it was to join the Beltway, but now crash just before the Beltway, part of the effect. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73, so we're not even close to that. At 65 degrees with plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds and 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital, 827.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives.
Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 15 great life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Jason is 40. He controls his cholesterol with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-705-3030. That's 1-800-705-3030. 1-800-705-3030. Over a million people know. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Coming up, CNN actually cross-examines Gloria Allred. The results are very interesting. And meanwhile, how you can help the troops and their families for the holidays. An important mission that involves the Fisher House. We'll explain. 8:30 WMAL News now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A major crash on the American Legion Bridge caused massive backups nearly all the way around the Beltway this morning. WMAL's Jamie Witten joins us live to explain what happened.
John, it's an incredible mess right now. Started just after 6 o'clock this morning. A tractor trailer and seven cars involved in this accident on the American Legion Bridge. There was also damage to the Jersey Wall. So extensive cleanup and then major problems getting a number of tow trucks in there. Massive delays, and it's not just on the Beltway. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
A somber tone on the set of the Today Show this morning as host Savannah Guthrie opened by reading a statement from NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack.
Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment.
Lauer had been with the Today Show since 1992, no further details have been released about the incident that led to his firing. President Trump followed the Lauer news with an immediate tweet slamming him and NBC News for its fake news. And he also added a new item to the news cycle by retweeting three videos that purport to show Muslims committing violence. The videos come from a British lawmaker, Jada Franson, who's with the right-wing British First Party. No explanation yet from the White House as to why the videos were posted. A Frederick County student and her mother have dropped a lawsuit that sought to block the county school system's policy that allows transgendered students to use the locker rooms and restrooms of their choice and provides alternate facilities for students who oppose the policy. The plaintiff cited stress and potential humiliation in dropping the suit, fearing she would be identified by name at school. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, brought to you by Liberty Mutual, the Wizards beat the Timberwolves. Georgetown moves to 5-0 with a win over Maine. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Accepting boats and real estate donations.
Cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, John, I'm finding it very difficult to find any road in Fairfax County that's not jammed this morning. And this really a result of this crash on the American Legion Bridge. Earlier, we had all lanes stopped, interloop on the American Legion Bridge span with multiple cars involved in the accident. Now, lanes have been reopened, but this delay is going to be continuous for quite a while. The Beltway's jammed out of Springfield, off of 95, out of Lorton, on 66, the toll road, the Greenway, and everyone, as you come up to the Beltway, had a couple of problems. We had one on the toll road. McLean 123 is just a mess. George Washington Parkway, your backups begin northbound at the Overlooks, and that's to get to the Beltway. So you get the idea, and that's just to name a few roads. You'll need plenty of extra time and patience. On 270 out of Germantown, on the Beltway out of College Park, and all those delays to get onto the Beltway to check out the American Legion Bridge, what remains of the crash on the shoulder. Now, elsewhere in Fairfax, crews are working with a crash in Chantilly, Fairfax County Parkway, north of 50 at Rugby Road. Out of Brandywine, heading into Clinton, northbound 5, the accident before Earnshaw Drive under police direction. And out of Aspen Hill, southbound Connecticut Avenue before Weller Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73, so we're not even close to that at 65 degrees of plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds and 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 38 in Centerville, 36 in Kensington, 44 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Made it to Wednesday morning. Listen, you know, a lot of people like to do something nice for the holidays. Tis the season. I know for me, I'm past the age of accumulating stuff. I like to give to others, especially around the holidays, around Christmas. That's my thing. I ask that Christmas gifts that family gives, I give them in the name of a charity. I give them the link and I ask them to please donate to this charity instead because I don't need anything at this point. And we're doing the same thing. And you can do the same thing because the 2017 WMAL Fisher House Radioathon is back on. It is this Friday and Saturday. And it concludes with our live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City this Saturday afternoon. And you can make your donation early this year. You can do it right now. You just have to log on to WMAL.com. Here's a little bit more about the support that Fisher House provides to America's wounded warriors and their families.
My name is Tony Gross, and my son, United States Army Specialist Frank R. Gross, was killed in Afghanistan. Growing up, Frank just loved fishing and playing baseball, and he felt that the Army was probably the best way for him to go.
My name is Craig Gross. My wife, Toni, and I are Gold Star parents. Frankie and I had planned a golf outing the day before he was going back to Fort Hood, Texas. I don't remember really who had the lowest score that day, but I do remember that on the 18th hole, I gave Frankie a challenge coin, and I put that into Frankie's hand. And I said, Frankie, please bring this coin back home. And he kissed me on the neck. He always called me Daddy-O, but that day he kissed me on the neck and he hugged me and he said, Daddy, I promise I'll bring it home. And then he got up on the tee and he hit his last drive 341 yards right down the middle.
My family and I were blessed to stay at the Fisher House at Dover Air Force Base during the dignified transfer, the return of our son's remains from Afghanistan.
I really didn't know what to expect. I thought that maybe it was a renovated old hotel or something like that, or some sort of base housing.
But it was specifically made for families of the fallen to stay, awaiting the arrival of their loved one. It was right next to the tarmac. You could hear the planes arriving, coming into Dover Air Force Base and leaving as well.
It was a relief to me that we weren't at a hotel because I just couldn't imagine going up and down the elevator and trying to explain to people why I'm sobbing. We do not want people to feel sorry for us, and one of the reasons is because our son gave us 25 great years. So we have very, very good memories of our son.
U.S. Army Specialist Frank R. Gross. It was just so comforting to our family to have the Fisher House and the staff available to us during this time.
It's incomparable. I don't think people really understand when they give to the Fisher House how important it is to the families of the fallen. Fisher House is a home away from home.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
You know, the family that we just heard, he said, you know, we needed a place to stay while awaiting the remains of our son. People don't realize that sometimes, you know, you have to go somewhere to be there when your loved one is brought home. And we learned, Vince and I, we got to go to Fisher House here in Bethesda. And we learned, did you know some of the families were sleeping in their cars because they couldn't afford to pay for a hotel for an extended period of time, whether they were there awaiting the remains of someone who was being brought home, or because they were there because they had a loved one who was undergoing treatment. We met a woman whose daughter-in-law was undergoing a transplant,
right,
and had complications. And she had been at Fisher House 4 months, but it allowed her to stay right there on the same campus as where her daughter-in-law was being treated so that she had someone there with her. And without Fisher, she never could have afforded to do that without Fisher House and your generous support of Fisher House.
You know, I look at these families as we went last week. We talked to them, and we're going to be talking to them more as this goes along here into the holidays and towards Christmas. And I was struck by the amount of comfort that was brought to them by Fisher House during one of the toughest parts that they'll ever experience in their life, when they have a loved one hospitalized for any number of reasons, for whether it's just a transplant or their war-wounded loved one, that there's comfort brought to them. And what happens is they have these homes. This is a community where they can work these things out together. And oftentimes you'll encounter people with the very same situation or very similar situation going on, that they can work to support each other as they go through this very tough process. They're a blessing to this earth, the Fisher House.
And once again, you can help us support the Fisher House team. Join us for the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon this Friday and Saturday. And you can get your contribution in early. Log on to WMAL.com right now. Click on the red banner at the very top of our homepage and help support America's wounded warriors and their family. Make your donation today. WMAL.com, and thank you.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This rush hour just won't quit, Vince, but we have to get through this together. So I'm glad you're all listening to us. Let's get around the Beltway. The culprit of these major delays started off at the American Legion Bridge. Serious crash of 7 vehicles now cleared. The Beltway is just jammed each direction out of Springfield, Virginia, out of College Park, and then all the feeder roads trying to get up to the Beltway. Hang on Colesville Road. I'm looking at this crash, and oh boy, I thought we had a second one in the backups. Right before you get to the Beltway, it's only the left lane getting by. Southbound Colesville Road, it puts it just past Four Corners, University Boulevard, so everyone filtering to the far left. A bus involved in this one. On Connecticut Avenue, out of Aspen Hill, all traffic still stopped here at last check with the crash. Southbound Connecticut Avenue before Weller Road, George Avenue, picking up the bailout traffic as expected. 270, why are you so slow? That's because the Beltway's jammed, so we're slow south from Father Hurley Boulevard, all through McLean and Fairfax, bunched up again because of all this mess. The Fairfax County Parkway in Chantilly, better news. Crews tell me they've cleared the crash north of 50 at Rugby Road. You'll find lanes open, but again, big delays there as well. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking forecast. A few clouds around, otherwise clear through the morning and mostly sunny and warm again this afternoon. A light west breeze, 65. Some clouds tonight, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Sunshine mid-50s on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajikon, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Stop clicking around this fall and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
All right, let's go to Gloria Allred. She had a very, very amusing appearance with Allison Camerota yesterday.
Revealing.
I said interesting.
I know, but I'm saying revealing, too.
Well, yes, or then again, maybe it was revealing because of what she won't reveal. So here's the thing. Allison Camerota and Gloria Allred went back and forth because Allison wanted to know, are you going to offer up that school yearbook for a third-party analysis? Because Gloria Allred is representing Beverly Young Nelson, mm-hmm. who claims that she was a waitress at the Old Homestead restaurant, and that is where she claims Roy Moore assaulted her.
The Old Hickory House.
Oh, Old Hickory House,
right.
Yes. That he assaulted her when she was a waitress there at the tender age of 15. And she claims that he signed her yearbook, and Roy Moore's like, that's not my signature. I want this to go to an independent source for analysis, an independent third party. So Allison Camerota asks Gloria Allred, if you're going to do this.
You just go to a third-party handwriting analyst to solve this?
We could. But the key person is Roy Moore.
All right. So that's the first
yes,
dodge.
She states a fact. Yes.
Yes. Here's the second one.
But can you put some of
statements.
This to rest by going to a neutral third party and looking at the handwriting in the yearbook? Wouldn't that help?
Well, again, if he's willing to testify under oath, yes, and
sure,
by
but
the
without
way,
that, will you turn it over?
In the absence of that, it's not just a footnote.
So I'll turn over the yearbook if he decides to go on trial. And here's the last one. God bless Allison Camerota.
This would be good information for voters to have before that.
It would be good
in the yearbook.
And
why not just turn it over to a third party?
Good information for them to have to know whether. Mm-hmm. Roy Moore mm-hmm. is willing to raise his hand and testify under oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help him, God.
Yeah, that wasn't the last one, by the way. This went on for quite a while.
It's almost like she was caught all red-handed.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are energy bars healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. They are quick and easy, and you can eat them on the go, but not all energy bars are created equal. Those that are low in saturated fats and sugars with a decent amount of protein and fiber, they can provide a nutritious, satisfying pick-me-up. Others can closely mimic a candy bar. Nutritionist Lisa Dreher says if you're in search of a snack, look for bars with 200 calories or less. Hopefully, you can also limit saturated fat to 3 grams and get at least 4 grams of fiber. Also, Dreher says, don't be fooled by the word energy. In the nutrition world, energy is synonymous with calories, and all food gives you energy because it does provide calories. Of course, the bar shortcuts are perfectly okay every now and then, but don't forget to eat whole foods like fruits and veggies and nuts, and of course, whole grains. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 15 great life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Jason is 40. He controls his cholesterol with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-705-3030. That's 1-800-705-3030. 1-800-705-3030. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten on a very busy morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, we're noting, Vince, Wednesday, November 29th, a rush hour many won't forget for a while. It's just jammed still. We had an earlier morning crash on the American Legion Bridge, and we have massive delays. Now, all lanes at the American Legion Bridge are open. Beltway's jammed solid, and you know it gets tough. You're in that stop and go. We've had a couple of fender benders in the backups. Don't use the phones this morning. You should never be tweeting or on your phone, so please, two hands on the steering wheel. 66, the toll road, the Georgetown Pike, all through McLean, Falls Church, everybody feeling the effects of this Beltway massive tie-up. Also, 270, same story. You're in the mix with the delays from Father Hurley Boulevard to get across the American Legion Bridge. It was rubbernecking. We also had a couple lanes blocked at one point. On Colesville Road, some improvement. We now are just down to one lane block just after Four Corners. So southbound 29, if you're trying to merge onto the Beltway, that's that merge lane. Be very cautious. And in Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue, southbound before Weller Road for crash cleanup. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet when you're hitting that brake pedal. It's been this gas. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s. Make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 857 on WMAL.
Whoa, Nelly, have you seen the long-range forecast?
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
Don't kill the messenger now, but even the woolly worms are saying that this year could break all the records for snowfall and cold temperatures. Come January, or maybe sooner, we're going to hear that old refrain, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda known. I could have done something sooner. I would have had my furnace system replaced. If only I'd have known it was going to break down. Don't ignore the warning signs. High utility bills, lots of repairs, and hey, age! It's so easy to get a no-obligation estimate from one of my stand-up guys from Snell. We'll tell you all about our top-name brands, financing, rebates, expert installation, and you'll have years of comfort ahead. You could take your chances this winter with shoulda, coulda, woulda, or be smart, proactive, and warm with my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
All right, well, the president's off to Missouri to sell tax reform to the American public today, so good luck, Mr. President.
Where else would you go to sell tax reform but Missouri?
Yeah.
Like the heartland.
Knock on Claire McCaskill's door. Oh, and look who just knocked. Chris Plant.
And with me this morning, I've got Matt Lauer of the Today Show, who's free this morning because I... Ow! Stop that. Cut that out. That's completely out of line. Hey, I'm over my time.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Longtime NBC Today Show host Matt Lauer has been fired after a co-worker filed a detailed sexual harassment complaint against him. The news was broken by Lauer's co-host Savannah Guthrie this morning.
We just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated and we are still processing all of this.
But the secret was not all that quiet. Media correspondent Brian Stelter says reporters from the New York Times had been sniffing around at 30 Rock about Lauer.
This story has not been published by the Times, but it was well known within NBC that there was this reporting going on, that women were being contacted, that women were being interviewed. I don't know if the Times has people on the record or not. All of that remains to be seen.
Lauer had been with the Today Show since 1992. President President Trump has had a busy morning on Twitter, taking shots at NBC and CNN and retweeting a series of videos posted by a British lawmaker that purport to show violence being committed by Muslims. The president's been active in trying to ban immigrants from some Muslim-majority nations. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton's brother Anthony Rodham are being sued by a group of Chinese investors that sank money into their company before McAuliffe became governor.
The lawsuit claims the 32 Chinese investors were promised expedited green cards if they put in $500,000 apiece into Terry McAuliffe's electric car company, GreenTech.
Essentially, this group invested in Mr. McAuliffe, Mr. Rodham.
They were promoting their government ties, says attorney Scott Abeles.
It was a scam.
Those green cards never came. They never got their money back. And now Abeles says
GreenTech is a mess. It's essentially closed its doors down in Mississippi.
McAuliffe divested from the company before he ran for governor. The suit asks for $17 million in damages. McAuliffe's spokeswoman calls the lawsuit baseless. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The United Nations Security Council meets for an emergency meeting this afternoon to discuss what to do about North Korea, a day after it fired its longest-range intercontinental ballistic missile yet. Observers say this latest missile likely had the range to reach anywhere in the continental United States. As we get closer to Christmas, many of you will be buying your tree. The issue is how to get it home safely.
You may think your compact car or SUV will be okay for transporting your Christmas tree, but even a simple trip to the lot could wind up costing you thousands of dollars